This news line is a service of Liberty Bank, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. A major employer in Independence County, Townsends of Arkansas, along with its parent company, Townsends Incorporated, and three other affiliates, filed for protection under a Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday. The parent company and four affiliates said they collectively filed voluntary petitions for relief under the Chapter 11 bankruptcy code. It was filed in Delaware. The company said it expects to continue operations as usual during the process. The company chief executive officer, Frederick B. Bilstein III, said the board of directors and management determined that the bankruptcy filing was a necessary part of the company's restructuring. He said, quote, "We believe that it will allow us to best serve our stakeholders, including our customers, our vendors, and our employees," unquote. In conjunction with the filing, the company is seeking approval to enter into a $52 million debt in possession financing facility to enable normal operations of its business, including the timely payment of employee wages and other obligations. The company said during the Chapter 11 process, suppliers should expect to be paid for post-petition purchases of goods and services in the ordinary course of business. Townsends is headquartered in Georgetown, Delaware, and operates facilities in Arkansas, North Carolina, and Georgia. It is a third-generation family-owned vertically integrated poultry processor. Since its founding in 1891, Townsends has grown to be one of the leading poultry processing companies in the U.S., which last year sold 683 million pounds of poultry product. Its brands include Chef Select, Perfect Breast, Pristine Cuisine, Ruby Dragon, and Speedy Bird. A trial has been set for next summer for three Arkansas men accused of burning a cross at a black man's home near Batesville. U.S. District Judge Brian Miller issued an order today delaying the trial, which was originally set to begin next week. James Bradley Branscombe, Tony Branscombe, and Curtis Coffey are scheduled to be tried July 25th in federal court in Little Rock. All three were indicted last month on federal civil rights charges. They've pleaded not guilty to those charges. Prosecutors say the men allegedly burned the cross on August 28th at a home in Solido, which is about 6 miles south of Batesville. A measure that will be introduced during the next legislative session would allow changes in the types of people who can provide veterinary care for horses. If the bill's approved, the changes would make farriers and horse teeth floaters legal. Farriers take care of horse hooves while horse teeth floaters file down horses' teeth. And the Kroger Company is recalling some pet food it sold in Arkansas and 18 other states, saying the food might pose a healthy risk to pets. The recall food includes Pet Pride cat food, Pet Pride kitten formula, Old Yeller chunk dog food, as well as other Kroger brands. And on the local and regional scene, that brings you right up to date. Gary B. This news line is a service of Liberty Bank, open until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience.